Blog Talk Radio.
You are, I give you glory. Because of who you are, I give you praise. Because of who you are, I will lift my voice and say, Lord, I worship you because of who you are. Lord, I worship you because of who you are. Because of who you are, I give you glory. Because of who you are, I give you praise. Because of who you are, I will lift my voice and say, Lord, I worship you because of who you are. Lord, I worship you because of who you are. Jehovah Jireh, my provider. Jehovah Nissi, Lord, you reign in victory. Jehovah Shalom, my Prince of Peace, and I worship you because of who you are. Because of who you are, I give you glory. Because of who you are, I give you praise. Because of who you are, I will lift my voice and say, Lord, I worship you because of who you are. And I worship you because of who you are. You provide the fire. I'll provide the sacrifice. You provide the spirit. And I will open up. Inside. You provide the fire. I'll provide the sacrifice. You provide the spirit. And I will open up inside. Fill me up, God. Fill me, oh God, fill me, oh God, fill me up, fill me, oh God, fill me up, God, fill me up, God, fill me up. Yes, Lord. Fill me up, God. Let me overflow, God. You provide the fire. I'll provide the sacrifice. You provide the spirit. I will open up inside. You provide the fire. I'll provide the sacrifice. You provide the spirit, and I will open up inside. Fill me up, God. Fill me up, God. Fill me up. Fill me up, God. Fill me up, God. Fill me up. Fill me up, oh God, yes. You know my name. Because you know my name. He knows my name. He knows my name. He knows my name. He knows my name. And oh, how he walks with me. And oh, and oh, how he helped me. I am his own. You know my name. You know my name. You know my name. You know my name. And so how you comfort me. And oh, how you counsel me. And it still amazes me. That I am your friend. So now I pour out my heart to you, hearing your presence, I am made new. You know my name. You know my name. You know my name. You know my name. And oh, how you walk with me. And oh, how you talk with me. And oh, how you tell me that I am your own. No fire can burn me, no battle can turn me, no mountain can stop me, 'cause you hold my hand and I'm walking in your victory, 'cause your power is within me, no giant can defeat me, 'cause you hold my hand. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah, Lord. We thank you. Thank you, dear God. Amen. 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 you've just been listening to. Amen. Inspired evangelist Shayla Hilton, praise and worship leader. Amen. Give her a hand, if you don't mind, just give her an applause.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. And you are listening to Just Show Up Outreach Ministry. Amen. You're host and co-host. Amen. Evangelist and Minister Elsie Alford. Amen. Amen. And we are delighted to have you come this evening. Amen, amen, amen. We are so happy to see so many. Amen, amen, amen. And we pray that you'll be blessed as you come on today. Amen. Just Show Up Outreach Ministry is reaching out to the lost, the outcast, hurting, lonely, depressed, or oppressed, offering God's gift of love as Jesus did for the Samaritan woman. In John chapter 4, amen, amen. Jesus knowing her condition. Amen, amen. He knowing her condition. Amen. He knew the low estate that she felt. He knew if she was lonely, depressed. Amen, oh man. He knew if she felt like outcast. Just how she felt, and praise God, we just thank God that he knows our condition today. He knows our condition. There is nothing about us that he doesn't know. Many scriptures say that he knows every strand of hair is on every individual's head. Amen. And the scripture also said that he knows every grain of sand on the seashores. He knows, amen, amen, amen. He said if a little sparrow should fall from the sky, he knows that sparrow. Oh, my God, he knows our condition. Amen. Oh, he's willing, he's able, and he's ready. Amen, amen, to heal, to soothe, to comfort. He is there to aid in whatever capacity. Amen, amen, as he did, well, he offered her living water. Amen, amen, that living water, amen, that would lead her all into eternal life. Amen, amen. He offered her, amen, amen. We can have joy today. We can have peace. We can have love. We can have the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. He's come to all things in Christ Jesus. Isn't that wonderful that God knows our condition? Amen, amen. Once again, I say God bless, and we just thank each and every one, amen, for getting on board. Amen, that has arrived on board. Amen, 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 amen. So we're going to come right now with some scriptures. Amen, amen, amen. We're going to come in. I'm going to read some scriptures. Amen. We'll read from John, the 9th chapter. Amen, amen. I'm going to read 1-7 verses, I believe. Amen, amen. As Jesus was walking along, he saw a man who had been blind from birth. Rabbi, his disciples asked him, why was this man born blind? Was it because of his own sin or his parents' sin? It was not because of his sin or his parents' sin, Jesus answered. This happened so the power of God could be seen in him. We must quickly carry out the task assigned us by the one who sent us. The night is coming. And then no one can work. But while I am here in the world, I am the light of the world. Then he sat on the ground, made mud with the saliva, and spread the mud over the blind man's eyes. Then he told him, go wash yourself in the pool of Siloam. Salon means scent. So the man went and washed and came back seeing. The man went and he came back seeing. Amen, amen. We thank God, amen, for seven verses, amen, of John, the ninth chapter. And God's word is already blessed. Amen, amen, amen. So we thank you, Lord, for your word, oh God. Father God, and we thank you, Lord God, for this coming together again, oh Father God. You bless us, oh God, one more time, oh God. We thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord. We just thank you, Lord God, and we praise you, Lord God. Oh God, oh Father God. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you, Lord God. We say, God, if the great cloud always cover the sky, Lord God. Hallelujah, oh Father God. Oh God, oh God, oh God. Oh God, we just thank you, Lord God. We just thank you, Lord God. We just thank you, Lord God, that, oh God, if the billows just begin to roll and roll, and, oh God, we'll just give you praise, oh God. Oh God, oh Father, and if it just rain, God, and just rain and rain all the time, God. Oh God, we just thank you, Lord God. If the moon decides not to shine at night, God, we'll thank you, Lord God. Oh God, we'll praise you, God. Oh God, oh God, and if the stars decide not to give a twilight, oh God, we'll praise you, oh God. We'll say that you gave us one more sunny day. Oh, you gave us one more blessed day, oh God. You give us one more blessed opportunity, God, to serve, to praise, oh Father God, to use whatever talent, God, whatever ability, whatever power, whatever strength that you have given us. You have given us one more opportunity to do it, oh God. We just thank you, Lord God, and we just praise you, God, oh God. Oh God, oh God, oh God, brought us through another week of God. Oh God, oh Father God, oh God, it rained, it stormed, oh God. Oh Father God, oh God, oh God, some, oh God, lost loved ones, oh God. Some has got sicknesses, oh God. Some has got all kind of things that's going on in their lives, oh God. But you brought us, oh God. You brought us, oh God, through, oh God. Bless us to see one more shiny day. And we'll just praise you, God. We'll just give you all of the glory, God. We'll bless your name, oh God. We'll bless your name. We'll praise your name, God. Hallelujah, oh God, for bringing us, oh God, up until this hour, oh God. Oh, God, and another opportunity to assemble, oh, God, together, touching and agreeing on the things of God, on the things of you, Father. We come with no other concern, oh, Father God, but to your people, oh, God. Oh, God, that will hear your people, oh, God, that will save and deliver and set the people free, God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God. We come lifting up our young people to you, Lord God. Oh, the youth, oh God. The youth, oh God. Send them, oh God. Send them, oh God, as you see fit, oh God. Oh God, I heard you say, oh God, about the church, oh God, and Acts, oh Father God. If you add on such as needed, oh God. You know, God, what is needed, oh God. You know, God, our heart, oh God. You know our will, oh God. You know, God, hallelujah, God, it is your will, oh God, send the children, oh God, send the children, oh God, we will teach them, God, we will train them, God, hallelujah, we'll let them know that you are God, and beside thee there is none other, we'll let them know, oh God, that there's no other name under the earth, under the heaven, no word, oh God, oh Father God, whereby they shall be saved. Oh, God, we'll let them know that Jesus, how much Jesus is the light of the world. Oh, God, teach them, oh, God, to walk in light and not in the darkness of this world, God. Hallelujah, oh, God, because we know that darkness represents evil, God, and light represents Jesus, hallelujah, who came, gave his life, suffered, bled, and died. Hallelujah, oh God, that we may walk in the light of life, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. We'll teach your children, oh Father God. Oh, God, and we'll encourage the elderly, oh, God. We'll encourage them to hold on, oh, Father God.
Amen.
We'll encourage them, oh, Father God. Oh, God, yes, they're going through, oh, God. They have been through, but God has brought you from a mighty long way. You have come too far to turn back now. Hallelujah, oh God. We'll encourage them, oh God. Oh God, that their labor is not in vain in the Lord. Hallelujah,
amen.
Hallelujah. Whatever your situation is, hey, come on,
Lord God.
We encourage your elderly, oh God, to be not weary in well doing, for in due time.
Amen.
Hallelujah, God. You want to work everything out, God. We want to, oh God, encourage you, God. The elderly, oh God. The oh God, the one, oh God, that is, oh God, incapacitated in any kind of situation, oh God. In any disabilities, oh God. We'll let them know, oh God. Hallelujah. We'll encourage them that you are not alone in this situation. You are not alone. Hallelujah and hallelujah and hallelujah.
Yes.
Just like the blind man, parents had not seen. And the blind man had not seen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. The power of God may be manifest. We are going through some things, oh God. Help us, oh God, to know, God, that if we'll go through them, oh God. Hallelujah. Your power is still being manifest, oh God. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We'll encourage them, oh God, to walk on by faith. Hallelujah. Walk on, walk on, walk on, walk on by faith. Hallelujah. You are able, God. Oh, God, to keep that up and entrusted to you, oh, God, until the day of redemption. That must be the glory, oh, God, that each and every one, oh, Father God, be encouraged. Be encouraged today. Be encouraged today. Hallelujah. Touch the tender ears of the children, oh, Father God. Oh, God, let your word, oh, God, let your word, oh, God, go deep in their hearts, oh, God. That they won't sin against you, God. Your word said, train up a child in the way that he should go. And, oh, he won't depart. Yes, he may go astray. He may run off like the prodigal son. Hallelujah. But somewhere down the line, when he get in trouble, when he get hungry, when he get weak, when he get lonely, he'll think about, go back to my father. I can go back home. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God. Oh, we pray, oh, God, that you bless this service on today. Oh, God, help my son. Oh, God, it is all about you, oh, God, that you be glorified. Oh, God, help us, oh, God, to let our light shine. Oh, God, that men, women, girls, and boys may see that there is a reality, God, and that you will be glorified in Jesus' name. This is our prayer. This is our prayer. Is my sister Peggy Barnes on the line?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Can you come forward with the song?
Okay. Just 1 second. I got my song ready. I got a mind to live for Jesus all of my days.
Amen.
I got a mind. I got a mind to live for Jesus every one of my days. And I got a mind to fast and pray, to live holy every day.
Oh,
I got a mind. I have my mind to live for Jesus. Lord, 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 every one of my days. And I got a mind to fast and pray, Lord, to live holy every day. And I got a mind, Lord, I got a mind to live for Jesus, oh, every one of my days. And I got a mind, I got a mind to read my Bible, to read it every day. And I got a mind, my mind to live for Jesus. Yeah, every one of my days. And I got a mind, my mind to live for Jesus all of my days. And I got a mind to fast and pray, to live holy, to live holy every day. I got a mind to live for Jesus. Oh, every one of my days. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Oh, bless you. Thank you. Oh, bless his name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. And I pray that it shall be the desire of everyone. Amen. Amen. Everyone that's on this line that have a mind. That we are desiring mind. Oh, my God, a deeper mind. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Yes,
Lord.
Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. 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 So right now, we're going to go into the, we're going to have an introduction of each one, like for each one that would like to come forward to introduce yourself.
Amen, amen. Amen. We anywhere, everyone that would like to come forward.
Hey, this is Rafael on the line from Urban, Texas. This is Rafael from Urban, Texas.
Oh, right here.
And the London Brothers.
Thank you, Lord.
The London Brothers. Okay.
This is Mother Wynn from New Orleans.
Mm. Is this a Peggy, New Orleans, Louisiana?
Yes.
Mother Wynn and who next?
Sister Peggy. You don't got me. Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry.
Sister Peggy.
Yes.
Melissa Richardson from New Orleans.
All right.
Sister Brenda Mills from New Orleans.
All right.
Amen.
All right. Okay, anyone else? I got Vivian, Minister Vivian, Mother Wynn, Sister Peggy, Minister Richardson, and Minister Brenda, and Richie and the London Brothers. All right. Anyone else before I move forward? Amen, amen. Amen, amen. Well, we're going to go on into the, we're going to ask our, we're going to get one song from the, we're going to get a song from the youth corner. Amen. We're going to get a song from our youth corner. Zaya is here. And we're going to have Zaya come. Amen. We're going to have Sister Zaya to come over here with a song. And then we are going to do something a little different here for a moment. Amen. Come to the side with your song. Amen.
I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning back, no turning back. Though no one find me, still I will follow. Though no one join me, still I will follow. no one join me till I will follow. No turning back, no turning back, no turning back. The world behind me, the promise of me. The world behind me, the promise of me. The world behind me, the cross before me. No turning back, no turning back, no turning back, no turning back, no turning back. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank God. God, hallelujah. God for the
peace.
Yes, Lord. Yes, yes, yes.
Amen. Yes. We thank God for
turning back. Amen.
Amen. No turning back. Amen. 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 Right now, amen. Amen. While we got the children's attention, amen. Amen. We just want to, amen. Children. Amen. A little word, amen, from the Lord, amen. Because when they get doing their parts, they have something that they have something urgent to do. So we're gonna go ahead on and give them this word, amen. So we don't want them to leave without a word today. Help me to know that there is a word from the Lord. And Father God, we thank you for a word, oh Father God. And let your word come forth, let it come forth with clarity, God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, let every heart, oh Father God, oh God, listen, oh God, receive your word, God, oh God, and not only that, oh God, let every heart to apply your word, oh Father God, oh God, we don't want to be hearers only of it, but we want to be doers of the word, amen, and
amen.
Our word today is to let, amen, let your light shine.
Amen.
Amen. Light shine. That's what Jesus wants us to do. He wants us to what? Let our light shine. Amen. 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 And this is what we want to talk about for a few minutes. Amen. Amen. Matthew the fifth chapter. Uh-huh. Matthew the fifth chapter. Uh-huh. And we're going to start at the 13th verse and it teaches about salt and light. Uh-huh. You are the salt of the earth. But what good is it if it has lost its flavor? Can you make it salty again? It will be thrown out and trampled on the foot as worthless. You are the light of the world. A city on a hilltop that cannot be hidden. No one lights a lamp and then put it under a basket. Instead, a lamp placed on a stand where it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your good deeds shine out for all to see, so that everyone will praise your heavenly Father. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. John 8 and 12. Amen, amen, amen. Jesus spoke to the people once more and said, Jesus said, I am the light of the world. If you follow me, you have to walk in darkness because you will have the light that leads to life. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen,
amen. Amen, amen. Amen, amen. to understand what Jesus meant. Amen. By the light he was setting us, amen, oh, that is what he was setting us to look at. Look at this right at 8 and 1 right here. Amen, amen. We're going to look at what he was talking about right here. Okay, now we're talking about and it says, in the beginning, the Word already existed. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. He existed in the beginning with God. God created everything through him, and nothing was created except through him. The Word gave life to everything that was created, and his life brought light to everyone. The light shines in darkness, and darkness cannot extinguish it. Amen, amen, amen. What Jesus taught and what he separately to God, Jesus as fully human and fully God, although Jesus took upon himself, amen, humanity,
amen,
to live the man. He never ceased to be eternal God, who has always existed, the sustainer and the creator and sustainer of all things, and the source of eternal life. Amen, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Down here to verse, we're going to jump down here to verse, I guess we're going to do 3 and 5. It says, do you ever feel that your life is too complex for God to understand? God created and nothing is too difficult for him. God created you. He is alive today, and his love is bigger than any problem you may face. The darkness can never extinguish it. That means the darkness of evil never has and never will overcome God's light. Ain't that good news? Jesus Christ,
amen,
is the creator of life, and his life brings light to humanity, to humankind. In his light, we see ourselves as we really are. We see ourselves as sinners in need of a Savior. When we follow Jesus, the true light, we can avoid walking blindly and falling into sin. The light, he likes to pass ahead of us so we can see how to live. He removes the darkness of sin from our lives. Isn't that good news? Oh my God. Amen. What a God. In what way have you allowed the light of Christ to shine in your life? Let Christ guide your life, and you will never need to stumble in the darkness. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Young people, we want to walk in God's light. Walk in God's light. Amen. Walk in God's light. That's what he wants us to walk. Amen, amen, amen. And we read where he said in Matthew, the 5th chapter, we read what he said. What he said, let your light so shine. Let your light shine. Amen. How can we let our light shine? Sister Zadie, Grandma, any, cousin, miss, whoever, how can we let our light shine? One way is by keeping his commandments and choosing the right Amen.
Amen.
And we are honest. Amen. 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 When we keep His laws, amen. When we fellowship with other saints, the body of Christ. Uh huh. When we are kind, we are letting our light shine. When we obey the word. Uh huh. When we dress modest. We gotta dress cold. Christian women and men, girls and boys, we have a dress code. We got to dress modest. We can't be showing what God has intended for us to show to the world so the world can be looking at how fine he is. And I can see this and oh, how fine she is. And people can be lusting after us and all that kind of stuff. Oh, we got to dress modest. Cover up, yes. Amen. Modest. When we use the name of Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ reverently, when we respect His name, we are letting our time. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We have to know how that we are letting our light shine. Amen. Amen. So we just want to thank God, and I hope the children got a word from, amen, from walking in the light, amen.
Yes,
amen. I read the scriptures in the devotion. I read what? About the blind man. Yes, the blind man was born blind. Amen. He was born blind. Amen. He was born blind, but before that was read in John chapter 9, 1-7 verses. That's where the devotional scriptures came from. Amen. But verse 8 and 12, remember it said that, amen, Jesus was the light. But it said before healing the blind man in John 9, Jesus declared that he is the light of the world. Jesus helped see God, and he shed truth on what is true and righteous. This means that we never have to walk in darkness. Young people, we don't have to walk in darkness. We do not have to walk in darkness. We can trust Jesus to lead, guide us, and protect us. And we can be like you to those around us. We can be light. Amen, amen. Father God, I thank you that every one of the children that heard the word on today, hallelujah, God, they will be light, so God. They will be light, so God. And the things that they say, the things that they do in their actions and deeds, oh Father God, will represent the light of the world. Who is our Lord?
Amen.
Jesus Christ. Amen, amen, amen. Now, we are going to the children's corner. Amen, amen. And we are going to have, amen, the London brothers to come to us in your own way, my sweetie. The London brothers, did you hear me, darling?
Yeah.
Oh my God, their calls has dropped. Oh, my God, their calls has dropped. Amen, amen, amen. Do we have any more young people on the call?
Yeah.
Amen?
Yeah.
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 Okay, who we have next? Any more young people come forward?
The London Brothers.
Oh, you're here. Come forward, my darling.
We're going to be saying a prayer. My name is Kishad. My brother is dying. Lord, thou knowest better than I, older and will someday be old. Keep me from the fatal habit of thinking I must say something on every subject, on every ocean. Release me from craving to straighten out everybody's affairs. Make me thoughtful but not moody. Helpful but not bossy. With my vast store of wisdom, it seems a pity not to use it. All but thou knowest, Lord, that I want few things at the end. Keep my mind free from the racist and of endless details. Here's my brother. Amen.
Amen. I can barely hear you. I don't know if everybody else can hear you well or not. I can barely hear you, sweetie.
My name is Kinarla, and I'm going to be saying a prayer. Dear Jesus, you are the strength of my life. You are my rock, my fortress, and my protector. Therefore, whom shall I be afraid? You are my shield, my strong tower, and my stronghold. I will call to you because you are worthy to be praised. So, Father, I thank you for being my strength and my God, in whom I trust. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. That's our brother, London Brothers. I found out, Brother Kishad, that was my speaker that was off. Amen. I pray that one else heard and enjoyed the London Brothers. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Any more? Do we have any more on the line?
Hello?
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 Come forward, baby.
This is Brother Keon.
Hey, come on in, brother.
Let me read something right quick. Children are a gift from the Lord. They are a reward from Him.
Psalms chapter 127 and
verse 3.
Amen. God bless you. Hey, I'm going to read that.
Country living. All your children shall be taught by the Lord, and great shall be the peace of your children. Isaiah 54:13.
Amen. God bless you. Bless you, Brother Kingston. Do we have another? Amen. Do we have another youth before we move on? Amen. Then we'll move on, and we'll come to Mother Miam, Minister Miam. Then following her, we'll have Minister Minister Richardson, and then Mother Vivian.
Yes, Lord. We thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, for giving us one more day, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father, for waking us up this morning, Father, because some didn't wake up this morning, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for keeping us always covered in the blood, no matter what we may go through in our lives, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for just being in the midst of everything that we think, say, and do, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for keeping our minds clear, Lord, in the name of Jesus, and only having our minds stayed upon you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for obedience, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that we pray, Lord, that we want to do your will, your way, Father, in the name of Jesus. Help us to do so, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your word, Father, in the name of you, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for wisdom. We thank you for knowledge, and we thank you for understanding, Father. And we help, thank you, O Lord, and help us to be a hearer and a doer of your word, Father. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for the light, that's, Lord, at the end of the tunnel, Father, in the name of Jesus, when it's all said and done, Father. We thank you for leading us and guiding us, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for healing, Father, in the name of Jesus, and for those that are in need of a healing, Father, we thank you, Lord, that it's already done, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father, for that no weapon formed will prosper, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father. We know that so much is going on in the world, Father, in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord, we thank you, Father, for revealing to us what was going on, Father, in the name of Jesus, from the beginning, what was going to go on from the beginning to right now, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. I hope I said that right, Father, but you know, you understand, Father, in the name of Jesus, what I'm trying to say, Father. But I thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. I thank you and I praise you, Lord, for keeping every last one on this line covered in the blood, Father, and protect them from all danger and all harm, Father, in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Lord. I thank you and I praise your name, no matter what it may seem like or look like, Father, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father. I thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord, I thank you. I'm going to keep on thanking you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Sometimes we have our good days and we have our bad days, but, Lord, we thank you that we can come to you and tell you what's on our mind and in our hearts, Father. And thank you, Lord, for keeping us strong, Father, in the name of Jesus, that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. And we thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, and we praise you, Father. This little light of mine,
okay,
I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Everywhere I go, I'm gonna let it shine. I said, everywhere I go, I'm gonna let it shine. I said, everywhere I go, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Amen.
Amen.
Good evening, everyone. This is Minister Richardson. I will be reading Psalms 91 all the way to the 16th verse, which is the whole chapter of 91. And it reads as follows. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadows of the Almighty. Verse 2. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. Verse 3. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snares of the follower and from the nauseam pestilence. Verse 4, he shall cover thee with with his feathers, and under his wings shall thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Verse 5, thou shalt not be afraid of the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flies by day. Verse 6, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wastes at noonday. Verse 7, 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Verse 8, only with thine eyes shall thy behold and see the reward of the wicked. Verse 9, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. Verse 10, there shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. Excuse me. Verse 11, for he shall give his angels charge over thee, to keep thee in all thy ways. Verse 12, they shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy feet against a stone. Verse 13, thou shalt tread upon the lions and adders, the young lions and the dragons shall thy trample on the feet. Verse 14, because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he has known my name. Verse 15, he shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. Verse 16 and last, with long life will I sanctify him and show him my salvation. The word has already been blessed. Thank you.
Amen.
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 That's all. Miss Vivian?
Yes, praise God, praise God. Mm-hmm. Oh, what a great night. I've been listening, praise God. It's just awesome what God is doing. And I just like to cover the line in prayer and blessings. Praise God. I just love to cover
Amen.
First the children.
Yeah.
Praise God. So glad to have the children on tonight, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord God, that they are being taught and raised in the admonition of the Lord. I
Amen.
Pray that they will live out the destiny and the plan you have for them, God. I cover them with the blood of Jesus. Praise God. I thank you, Lord God, for their homes, oh God. Father God, that there is plenty, oh God, that they shall never lack and never want, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, I thank you, Lord God, for the children, God, for you said they are our heritage, God. Thank you, Father God, for the children, God. Every man, child, God. Hallelujah. Praise God. I
Amen.
Thank you,
man,
child, God, going to take his rightful place as he grows, God. Hallelujah. Praise God. I thank you for every young lady, God. She's going to be kept by the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Amen. Amen.
Father God, for what you're doing in the children's life. Now, I thank you for each one that's on, God, that have passed that, oh, God, childhood, God. Oh, Father, and just cover us. Cover us, God. Oh, God, with your blood, God. Help us to see, oh, God, far beyond the natural, God, into the spirit, God. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you, Father God, for what you're doing in each one of our homes, oh, God. Lord God, thank you, Lord God, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Oh, God, thank you, Father God. Oh, Father God. Oh, God, Lord God, you are ordering our footsteps, oh, God. Oh, Father God, to do, God, to go, God, to, oh, God, obey, God, what you want us to do. Let us be that light shining light for you, God. in the name of Jesus. And I forgot to call out Brother LC this morning, but now he's been on my heart since yesterday, and I don't know how I let it slip, but anyway, I call out our elder brother LC Alfred. God, just let your angels, Hashadabasita, oh, visit him right now, God. Just visit his bedside, God. Oh, God, let the wings, oh, God, of the angels, oh, God, brush over him, God. Oh, God, Lord, and he will open his eyes and close them and open them and close them, and he'll be wondering what's going on. But it'll be a visitation. Hey, glory, hallelujah, a visitation of the Holy Spirit, God, watching over him and keeping him, God. Hallelujah, praise God. Yes, God, I see, God. Oh, Father, thank you now, God. Thank you, Lord, God, for what you're doing in our lives, God. Oh, Father, God, thank you, Lord, God, that you are making us, molding us, and shaping us, God, what you want us to be, God. Thank you, Lord God, for this prayer line, God, that you have ordained, God. Lord God, we will always give you the praise. Thank you for this leader, God. Oh, God, that you have fearfully and wonderfully made, God. Thank you for her, oh, God. Just plead the blood over her from the top of her head. All of her feet, God. Yes, God, Lord God. Oh, God, Father God, when she feel a little weak, God, let her know that she's strong. Hallelujah,
amen,
praise
amen,
God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, God, Father God. Oh, God, when she feels, oh, God, Lord God, there's nothing else to do, God. You open up her understanding, God, and just fill her with more of your good things, oh, God. Oh, praise you, Lord God. We give you glory and honor. All the praise belongs to you tonight. In Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
Yes. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you all. Thank you all. Amen. Amen. God is pleased. Amen. Amen. I think do I hear Zaylee?
Yes.
Okay, Zaylee, come forward. We have another youth that has appeared. Come forward, sweetie.
Let us break bread together on our knees.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Praise Praise the Lord. Amen. 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 Praise the Lord. Amen. For the Lord, you said, man, don't let their light shine. Praise you, Lord God.
Yes, Lord. Now, amen.
Excited. I'm excited about my elderly people that has appeared. I am just highly elated over the children.
Amen. How many know
that they have to? They got to go what we already have went on. Amen. They got to, oh my God. Tunnel through. Amen. These situations that
amen.
We have already.
Yes,
we thank God for our youth on today. God bless you all. Bless you all. Thank you, parents, for bringing the children on the show today. And we give God the glory for the children because, amen. I'm in the notice.
Yes,
children. Parents allow them to do. Amen. Yes. Amen. Amen. Do we have Mother Smith on the line?
Yes. I'm on the line.
Mother Regina, come forward in your own way. And while before I go any further, I would like to ask you that anyone that has not introduced yourself that would like to introduce yourself and come forward at this time. Amen.
Amen.
I hear
someone.
Oh, my name is Six. I'm Miss Office's granddaughter. And I just want to say that I'm so proud of you, grandmother, for this show. And I just want to thank you so much for always involving my kids into, you know, the word and getting God instilled into them like you did us. And I just want to thank you for that. They love you. They look forward to getting on the show every Saturday and singing. And, you know, and I just really like that. I just want to thank you for that. And I want to thank you for always thinking about others and loving others regardless of your situation and the problems that you have going on.
Amen.
You always find the time to care for other people and to be there for other people. You're there for me all the time. And I just want to tell you, I just thank you so much. And I thank God for blessing me to have a grandmother like you. And I love you so much.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Do we have another adult that would like to introduce yourself at this time?
Minister Calhoun Peters.
Ma'am?
And at Minister Calhoun Peters, I'm just going to piggyback off of Six. I thank you. I thank God for leading me to your broadcast, and I thank you for constantly encouraging me. You know the journey that I've traveled, and you've been there every step of the way, and I thank God for that, because, you know, sometimes, you know, those of us who doesn't have mothers or not close to our families or whatever, we do still need somebody in our lives, and I thank God that he placed you in my life, because there's been times when I've been at my lowest and you was there for me, and I just thank God for that, even though you may have not thought you was doing much, but just the fact that you listened to me and you guided me, and the spiritual insight that you spoke into my life, it has all been a blessing, and I thank God for that. It's an awesome responsibility that you have, that you speak into so many lives. So we should always keep you covered in prayer, because the enemy is not going to like that, and because he desires to sift us, and then there you stand and cover us. So he's going to come after you. So we should always keep you lifted up, those who know you and are in contact with you, keep you lifted up and covered in prayer, you know, because you've been such a blessing to so many people. You've reached so many lives, and it's such an honor to know you and to be a part of your walk and be a part of your life. It's an honor, and I thank God for it.
Amen. Amen.
God be glorified. Thank you, Father. Thank you, my cousin.
Amen.
I love you. Amen.
I love you too.
Amen.
Sister Zeta, God bless you. Thank God for the work that you're doing. Amen. With the children, somebody need to take time with the children. And thank God for those that's leading, that they have somebody to follow. You brought the word tonight by letting their light shine. And we can let it shine in many ways. Amen.
Amen.
As you said.
Amen.
Amen. Letting them see the Christ in us, for one thing. Amen. How we carry ourselves and how we conduct ourselves. And I thought about the scripture in Matthew talking about forgiving. That's one of the number one things that we have to learn to forgive and teach our children to forgive. Amen.
Amen.
We just thank God for your work that you're doing. And amen. God is doing a good work when you're working with the children, because so many children these days don't know nothing about church, nothing about
living right
and staying out of trouble because they lack of teaching and training from the parent. So thank God for you. Amen. Keep up the good work, because guess what? You're helping some child. You're helping some child.
Yes.
Amen. And coming together with the parent, amen, working with you, that's beautiful. Amen. And more power, amen, more strength. Amen. Thank God for it.
Amen.
Bless you, Mother Wynn. Bless you, bless you. Now we're going to have Mother Smith to come next. Amen. And follow her.
Yes, but I just like the lady say about picking back on it, because I was just sitting here smiling at listening at the children. And I was just sitting here smiling just to hear them, how they come up and being able to sing like that. And, you know, it's a blessing. It is a blessing,
amen.
You know, that you, they, you know, and how your granddaughter spoke about you, and you know, because it's so many granddaughters and grandchildren now, they don't even want to speak to their grandparents or something like that.
Amen.
So it really is a blessing for you every week to have them on. And so I was just sitting there, I couldn't help but to smile, just listening to them. Children, and thanking God for you and thanking God for them. And I want to read the scriptures coming from Psalms 113, starting at the first verse. Praise ye the Lord. Praise, O ye servants of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Bless the name of the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. From the rising of the sun until the going down of the same, the Lord's name is to be praised. The Lord is high above all nations, and his glory above the heavens. Who is like unto the Lord our God? Who dwelleth on high? Who humble himself to behold the things that are heaven and in the earth? He raised up the poor out of the dust and lifted the needy out of the dunghill, that he may set him with prince, even with the prince of his people. He makes the barren woman to keep house and to be a joyful mother of children. Praise Jesus. I read the entire Psalms 113.
Amen.
And I just thank the Lord for being on here tonight. And I was late getting on, but I just thank the Lord for what I did here. I enjoyed it.
And
which I enjoy it, you know, each week I enjoy it. And I'm just so thankful to you, with you, with the children, Sister Sadie.
Amen.
I am so thankful. I'm not around a whole lot of my smaller grandchildren. But I pray for them. I don't hear from them that often, but I keep them lifted up in prayer.
That's right.
I still thank y'all for the prayer, because my granddaughter, she's still hanging in the school, so I'm just so grateful for that.
Amen. Oh, get the glory. Amen. We want God to get all of the glory. Amen. Thank you all.
Yes,
he does. The encouragement. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Now we want to go back to anyone that has not announced themselves that would like to at this time.
Thank you, gosh, please.
Come forward. Did I hear someone wanting to come forward? Amen, amen, amen. Amen,
yes.
Amen. We're going to go back and ask Minister George to give us a song. Amen. Mr. Vivian, are you still with us?
Yes, I am.
Okay, can you give us a praise song? A song that the Lord leads you?
Okay, praise God. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord tonight again. Praise God for his goodness. Hallelujah. We will bless the Lord at all times.
Yeah.
How I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus.
Yes.
Because he first loved me. And oh, how I adore him. Oh, how I adore him. Oh, how I adore him. Because he first loved me. And oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. And oh, how he always. Oh, I forgot what I was going to say. Anyway. Oh, how I love Jesus. And oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. You wouldn't believe when she called me, I was writing. Psalms 31:3, and it says, "You are my rock and my fortress. Therefore, for your name's sake, lead me and guide me." And David was at that time praying for his enemy, and see the enemy come in there and try to steal a song as I was trying to sing it, but I was also mm-hmm. writing about the protection. How the enemy
Amen.
Comes to steal. He may try to steal, but we still going to go on in Jesus. Praise God. And, oh,
Amen.
I'm going to tell the Lord how much I love him. Oh, how I love Jesus. And, oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. Praise
Amen.
God.
Amen. 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 Oh, yeah. Because he first loved me. Amen. 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 Jesus is the light. The light of the world. Jesus is the light, light of the world. Jesus is the light, light of the world. He's ever shining in my soul.
Amen.
Oh, Jesus is the light, light of the world. Jesus is the light, light of the world. Jesus is the light, light of the world. Oh, he's ever shining in my soul.
Yes,
Jesus is the light, light of the world. Jesus is the light. Light of the world, Jesus is the light, light of the world. Oh, he's ever shining in the soul. Oh, that's why I'm going to walk in the light. Oh, keep the light. Somewhere to do God for mercy. Shine bright, oh, shine all around us by day and by night. Oh, Jesus is the light of the world. Oh, Jesus is the light of the world. Oh, Jesus is the light of the world. Yes, Jesus is the light of the world. He's ever shining in my soul. This is the third time I heard this song tonight. This is the light of mine. I'm going to let it shine. This is the light of mine. I'm gonna let it shine. This is the light of mine. I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. We heard it from 1 hour youth.
Yeah.
Oh, we heard it from 1 hour mid age. Minister Brenda, amen. Now you're hearing it from one of the, consider myself an elderly. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
This little light of mine, oh, I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Oh, give it to me, yeah. I'm going to let it shine. I'm going to let it shine.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, Lord, I'm going to let it shine.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, I'm going to let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. I'm gonna let it shine. I'm gonna let it shine. Yeah, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Oh,
amen.
Ooh, yes, I'm gonna let it shine. Oh, in my neighborhood, yeah, I'm gonna let it shine.
Amen.
Yeah, my neighborhood, yeah. I'm gonna let it shine. I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Yes, I'm gonna hold it high. Yes, I'm gonna let it shine. I'm gonna hold it high, yeah. I'm gonna let it shine. I'm gonna hold it high, oh yeah. I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Oh, you know that you gave it to me. I'm gonna let it shine. Oh, nobody but Jesus gave it to me, and I'm going to let it shine. Jesus gave it to me. told me to let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Oh, I said Jesus gave it to me and he'll give it to you. I'm going to let it shine. Jesus gave it to me. The question is, did he give it to you? Cause I'm going to let it shine. Jesus gave it to me. Say, did he give it to you? I'm going to let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. How about you? How about you? Will you let it shine? How about you? How about you? Will you let it shine? Oh, how about you? How about you? Will you let it shine? You are a shine, a shine, a shine. Yes, I'm going to let it shine.
Yeah. Everywhere I go, I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine,
let it shine.
Oh, in my home, let it shine. Oh, all in my home, I'm gonna let it shine. Oh, all in my home,
in my home,
I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine,
let it shine, oh, let it shine.
All in my church, I'm gonna
let it shine.
All in my church, I'm gonna let it
shine.
All in my church, I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Praise God.
Let it shine.
All over the world, I'm going to let it shine.
Let it shine.
Yes. All over the world,
I'm going to let it shine. I'm going to let it shine.
Yes, Lord.
Yeah. Like praising God. Hallelujah.
On Tuesday, we go to we be singing, this little light of mine, and this a 95-year-old lady, and she said, I'm not going to make it shine. I'm just going to let it shine.
I'm going to make it shine. I'm going to let it shine. I'm going to let it shine.
Yes,
not going to let it shine. I'm going to
let it shine. Yes, Lord.
Let it shine.
Let it shine.
Amen.
Let it shine. That's what Jesus wants us to do, too. He wants us to let it shine.
Yes, shine your light, Lord.
Shine
your light.
Let it shine. Oh, yes, he does. He wants us to let it shine. And he may be glorified in all that we say and do. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father.
Amen.
Amen.
That has transpired on today. God will give you all of the glory. All of the praise, God. Oh, God, thank you for everyone, oh Father God. Everyone, oh Father God, who have made this service, oh God. Amen, oh God. The service that it has been rendered, oh God, for you, God. For you, God. Amen, God, oh God. For you, unto you, Lord. Unto you, Father God, we just thank you, Lord God. You so deserve our praise, our worship, our time, Oh, God, now, thank you, Lord, that we all have come today and have given, oh, God. We have given you all of this offer, oh, God. And we just thank you and praise you for what you want to do in return, oh, Father God. And, oh, God, we say that if you don't do anything, that you have done so much, oh, God. You have done enough, oh, God. And so just bless you, oh, God. Let's continue to Lord God, in the name of Jesus, until we come back again, God, we can be again if you do your will. Oh, God, if you do know your coming, you can't make that again at the same time. Amen. Amen. On Sunday afternoon at 6 o'clock, Minister Vivian, amen. Tune into that same number, same time on tomorrow.
Amen.
Okay, and this is just Minister Vivian, amen, 8 o'clock on Friday night, Minister Janice, amen, amen, you don't have to be, amen, boys and nothing to do, amen, call that number, amen, it be a poor amen, and what God is doing in this season, amen,
amen,
for each and every one first-time caller. Call again. Amen. Come and be a part. Amen. Our silent listeners.
Amen.
We love you and we thank you. Amen. We thank you for being a part of the show today. And always, amen, we just thank and praise God for you. Amen. Amen. And once again, I say all be blessed. And let us finish by saying we love you. Encourage one another, and we will be closing out. God bless and be upon everyone. Amen. Love you all with the love of Christ.
Hello, everyone. Be blessed.
Anyone that has children or grandchildren or great-grandchildren that would like for them to come on the show, welcome. They are truly, truly welcome to come. Amen, amen, and share their talents, love for God, along to our children who may be newcomers to Christ. Amen. Who may be newcomers
amen.
To the world. Amen. We try to talk to someone, amen, that maybe is not, you know, churched or not really, you know, have churches or personalities in the home or what have you. But they can hear the word of God. And when we hear other children, it can really motivate them to, oh, I didn't know they had other children doing this. I thought it was just something mama come up with, or something auntie or somebody just come up with. But no, this is what we have been taught, and this is what we can share, you know, our experiences with you. Amen. God be blessed. Bye-bye now.
Good night, everyone.
Love everyone. Be blessed. Yeah. Love you too. Okay. Love you all. Hallelujah.